You say something that's absolutely brilliant, Andy, and I hope that there are other people that are leaders in the C-suite and also their key stakeholders who can truly understand this. Product marketing should not be an afterthought. It should be part of the product development. I was talking to you a little bit earlier about my experiences. I've worked at startups and I've worked at some big tech companies as well. And the understanding I know, and you know how product marketing should participate, but a lot of these companies, they end up thinking, let's throw the product over the fence to product marketing and then have them do the magic and figure out what the product market fit is, and the magic will happen. And then you have all these buzzwords and hacks, like we'll figure it out with super growth hacks, and we'll just get a whole bunch of people and have all of that happen. But one of the things that I love so much about your book, and I want to flip to that page as well. You really break down product marketing from its jugular vein, which is the positioning part. You cannot ignore that. You have to go into that. And I want to talk to you about that. I'm just going to hold it up at the screen here for a second. But you break it down from positioning as rational and branding is emotional. And like, explain that a bit with some of your other points that you make, because this is probably the best positioning book that I will ever read. I probably don't have to read anything else, and I'm just going to stick to the exercises in here, and I think I'm golden for the rest of my career.
Well, thank you, Anna. Yeah, so the gestalt of a company, or the brand of a company, as a lot of people like to say, is made up of two pieces. It's made up of a rational piece and an emotional piece. And that line of thinking comes from a kind of a lifelong thesis that I've had, that is basically that companies are a lot like people because they're made of people, they serve people. They're really all about people. So like people, they also have a DNA, which is the other thesis in the book. But they have a rational side and an emotional side. And just like people, we are really way better off as a society if we act on rational thinking first and then follow it with emotional, rather than acting on the emotional side first and following it with the rational. So the same is true when you're trying to build an identity for a company. So if you do the rational side first, which is really just the very logical description of your unique role and relevance in a market, you kind of really understand what the competitive landscape looks like and where you can plant your flag and own that flag. But it's a rational exercise. It's not about taglines or colors or logos or any of this. It's about a rational description of your role and relevance. Then once you understand that and you know what it is and you can articulate it, then you can put the frosting on the cake and do all of the really cool and fun, I might add, emotional stuff, which is what's our personality? What's our tone of voice? What's our brand archetype? What's the color palette we should use? What should our logo look like? All of that stuff is wonderful emotional accentuation of the positioning, which should be the solid, hardcore, here's who we are and why we matter. So that's the rationale behind that model.